You should see how much time we spent. Kathleen is here somewhere, right? Where are you? Yep. I mean, we used to spend so much time on updating these fact sheets. And it's probably been information that's been out there for a while, but we just haven't really, you know, incorporated it. And to your point, you know, everyone in our office at least has Excel, and our unit has SAS, so we're able to kind of at least do that. So I'm going to continue a little bit with VDRS, so you know a lot about our state in North Carolina and what we're doing. And this is just a quick little overview of an effort we did. And, you know, linkage is the name of the game these days. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how we go about linking our VDRS data for a wide range of projects. And if I had the whole 15 minutes, I'd show you even extra. But fortunately, I have 10. So we think it's really important that we're able to link some of our data with various data sets in the state. And again, at the end, I'll show you why some of that is. But we had this thing that happened kind of a couple of years ago where the national system converted to a web-based system. So I know some of you are in the room are real familiar with that process. And we didn't, you know, we had to convert all kinds of things. I mean, 10 years of SAS code, all kinds of stuff. And what really the big implication for linkage was that in the old day, the state systems used to basically have PII kind of on their side, and you would enter all this stuff in, and then there was a firewall essentially, and then we, you know, every night stuff would get shot up to CDC, but it would exclude the PII. So whenever we wanted to link something, we already had kind of the PII right there available. Well, when we converted to the new web-based system, you know, we lost kind of that capacity, and yet we still had the need to kind of link it. So that's kind of where this started from. And this just kind of gives kind of an overview of the state system. And this happened for all the states that were participating. There's 42 states or entities now, part of VDRS. We were part of the original first 12, something like that. And so, again, we had lots of time before the system. They transitioned the system, and now we're in the new web-based era. So, you know, the CDC produces kind of a web-based flat file for us at the end of each year, which is great. They didn't used to do that, but they do it now. And for them, it's compliant with their federal standards in terms of what's in the system that doesn't kind of, you know, infringe PII or other kind of challenges they have. But they have a few key variables that they use that we then use to see if we can kind of create these keys. So that's what we did. We created a series of potential key IDs and do some data manipulation behind all that. We output files that are both the matched, unmatched, and then duplicates so that we can review them and make sure things make sense. And again, it could be done with lots of different systems and ways, but this is the way we chose to at least test it. So this is what the variables in the VDRS system, some of the possibilities are. You have the last name, first initial, so S for Smith. Birthday of month, so 30 for September 30th, 1975. DC, which stands for the death certificate number, last four, so literally the last four numbers of the DC. Sex, year, resident, county, death data. And so, again, we have kind of these combinations of things, but we really didn't know which one was going to ultimately work the best. And again, I don't have the full thing, so I'm going to show you which one worked best, and we'll just cut straight to the chase here in a minute. But this is what it looks like, you know. So we concatenated these crazy kind of numbers and IDs in a data set, and then we did them in both data sets, and then we were able to kind of align them. So again, where, you know, the first four digits are the last part of the death certificate, the initial of the last name, birth, month, date of death, and then county of residence. So that would be one example. And so the results, and again, we have, you know, 15, 16 years of data in VDRS now, so we have 18,000 plus records. And so we wanted to be able to look at these things. So we were able to get 98.8% match using for our ID, kind of the cert number, the last initial, last name, year, sex, day of birth. And we really actually thought county and zip would have even provided more or a very similar, but we had some missing information and some challenges with some of the data manipulation in order to standardize some of that. And again, separate output files were created that we could then kind of go back, and that would be probably our next step, is to try to figure out what the remainders are involved with. But it was a little bit surprising. I mean, I think some of the initial runs that we did, because we thought, oh, we could be able to just add a couple of these variables, but we really had to string it out to several variables in order to do that. So why are linkages and projects important for VDRS? Well, we have some past ones around elder maltreatment. We did some things with correctional health that were really fascinating. And then we had a series of kind of special projects with faculty and students and things that all required personal identifying information for the linkage purpose. Again, for a lot of these things, we would do the link, we'd scrub the data, and then we'd hand off a data set, or we'd work with partners to do that. So it wasn't as if we're creating the PII so that PII is available. It's just purely for the linkage purpose. And then we have a series of other current projects, again, some student and faculty projects. We have an interesting one that a Duke faculty and PhD student are doing to look at protection orders and intimate partner violence. And so they're actually trying to link with the administrative court, so the court records for some of those cases, in order to really see, like, if someone had a protective order in place and then subsequently got, you know, murdered or had a homicide, you know, how many of those people who had intimate partner had protective orders in place. We're doing some stuff that Bob Brewer is not in the room in this one, but with looking at alcohol density and linking that with violent death and violence issues. And then, of course, there's all these things around prescription drug monitoring programs, things of that nature, and we have some real interesting potentials to look at some of the information that's part of this. And then our state just put in a maternal mortality review process, and so we're participating in part of that process as well. So again, there's limitations, duplicates and non-match, still challenging to identify some of the exact matches for some cases, and you know, it really takes going into each one to then figure them out, so it's not very automated. We did kind of some random testing of the ones that we did match, so we feel pretty confident that those are exact matches. Again, some data were easier to transform and standardize than others. It's, you know, it seems like every data set you get is always mismatched, and you have to do all this kind of configuration to make them similar. And again, there are probably some other alternatives. In fact, we know, you know, our, Tammy Norwood, our program manager, kind of keeps a database in place for this system that allows her to kind of go back and for quality control and other review purposes to know which one of these cases. But this was a way for us, kind of on the data analysis side, to kind of see where we were with some of the matching. It was somewhat involved, but I think now that we've gotten kind of a handle on it and we know, you know, pretty much which one ends up sorting out the best, I think it'll be easier as we kind of move down the path. Again, high quality, high match numbers are important for all these linkage projects, and we have lots of projects lined up where hopefully we can use some of this, and we'll develop those methods kind of over time. That's really it. I mean, we have a goal of developing a lot of data users in our state, so being able to do some of these kind of things will enable us to kind of meet some of our deliverables in terms of creating kind of a population of a user group who use some of the system. And that's it. Thank you very much. Any questions?